back to the Maplewood Barn Radio Theater. Come on in and sit a while, and we'll tell you a story. Tonight's yarn is an original script written by Art Smith of Columbia, Missouri. It may remind you of Stephen Vincent Benet's classic about the devil and Daniel Webster, but in this one, the angel of death craves caffeine. We hope you'll enjoy this original presentation of The Snafu on KDIA. As our story opens, our hero, Terry Vitale, is sound asleep in his uptown apartment. It was a hard day at the office, and he is snoring peacefully, when suddenly, he's aware of an insistent banging on the door.
Mr. Vitale! Mr. Vitale, please open the door.
Lord, it's 2 a.m.
Mr. Vitale!
Who's there? You know what time it is? What do you want?
Mr. Vitale, it's urgent that I speak with you. Please open the door.
Okay, already. What's so damned urgent you have to go waking up the whole building at 2 a.m.? And who the hell are you?
Who the hell indeed? Very astute, Mr. Vitale. My name is Harry, and I'm afraid we have a bit of urgent business to attend to.
Harry? Harry who? I've never seen you before in my life. And what business would we have that's so urgent? It can't wait until morning.
But my dear Mr. Vitale, it is morning. Now, this won't take long. I have all the paperwork with me, and then we can be on our way.
On our way? I'm not going anywhere except back to bed. And you? The only place you're going is out of here.
Do try to be reasonable, Mr. Vitale. You can't go back to bed, you know. Why, in a sense, you've never left it.
What do you mean? Never mind. I don't care what you mean. Just get the hell out of my apartment.
But, Mr. Vitale, you just invited hell in, and I'm afraid I can't leave without you. Now, if you'll just sit down here...
I'm not sitting down anywhere. You're getting out of here right now.
Do be reasonable, Mr. Vitale. I know it's a shock, but it happens to all of us sooner or later. Well, all of you, anyway.
What does... What are you talking about?
Well, death, in a word. Don't you see, Mr. Vitale? You're dead. And I've come to, well, to collect you. Now you'll see, I have all the paperwork right here. If you'll just have a seat, we can get this all taken care of.
Good God, man, what do you want? I'm not dead. I'm standing right here talking to you. But if you don't get out of here right now, you might end up dead.
Very well, Mr. Vitale. I suppose I can't expect you to take my word for it. Please, Mr. Vitale, go back into your bedroom for just a moment and check your bed.
I'll go back there just as soon as you're gone. I'll go and try to get the rest of my night's sleep.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Vitale. I'll step outside and just wait on the landing. You can lock the door and then go back to your bedroom. If everything is as you expect it, then just go back to sleep. If not, well, I'll be waiting, and I'll explain everything. Is that satisfactory?
As long as it gets you out of here, it's satisfactory. Now get the hell out.
Temporarily, my dear Mr. Vitale. Temporarily.
What the hell? Okay, Harry, whatever your name is. Who's that in my bed, and what the hell is going on?
The hell indeed, Mr. Vitale. Didn't you look at the face? That's you, of course.
How can I be asleep in my bed when I'm standing here talking to you?
Well, you can't, of course, Mr. Vitale. May I call you Terry? No, you're not asleep in your bed. You're dead there. A heart attack, I'm afraid. You died in your sleep just a few minutes ago.
I didn't die. I'm standing right here.
Are you, Terry? Then who is that in your bed? No, I'm afraid the you who is talking to me is quite insubstantial. Your body is still in bed. You, Terry, are just your, well, your soul, I guess you'd say. And that bit of you is destined to come with me just as soon as we finish the paperwork.
I'm dead?
Yes, Mr. Vitale, you are quite dead.
And you've come to collect my soul?
Yes, Mr. Vitale. Splendid. Now you are getting it. So, if you'll just take a look at these documents.
And you're taking me where?
Why, to hell, of course. That's my job. Harrows, ferryman of hell, at your service. Call me Harry.
You? You're the ferryman of hell? I thought that was,
Charon? Yes, well, that's the ancient Greek form. But that gets so confusing to you Americans. You keep trying to figure out why there's a guy called Charon, and it just makes the whole situation more upsetting. The modern Greeks call me Heros, and that shortens so nicely to Harry, don't you think?
So let me get this straight. I'm dead, my body's in my bed, I'm a disembodied soul, and I'm talking to Harry, the ferryman of hell, who wants me to sign paperwork.
Exactly. See, Terry, I knew you'd understand. Now, let's just get this done and we can be on our way.
I'm not sure which one of us is crazy, but I sure hope it's you. Why would I want to sign anything? Do you think I want to go to hell?
Well, no, I suppose not. But you really have no choice, you know. It's just a formality. I take you either way. But there's a lot less paperwork for me if you'll just sign these forms. Otherwise, I have to deal with the involuntary assignment and transportation forms, which need to be witnessed and filed in triplicate, and, well, it's just no end of bother, Terry, trust me.
Somehow, I think trusting you is about the last thing I want to do. What are these forms, anyway? I thought you just came and dragged people off.
Oh, that was the old days, Terry. It's not so crude these days. No, there's quite the bureaucracy now. When there were just a few million souls running around, everything was much simpler. Now, well, I'm afraid neither heaven nor hell could mount much of an army. All the minions are chained to desks, shuffling paper. It's depressing, really. Anyway, these are just the standard forms, acknowledging that you are, in fact, Terry Vitali, and that you've witnessed your body and consent to be transported per regulations.
And if I don't sign?
Well, then I'm afraid it gets quite ugly. I will take you regardless, you know. I always do. But it will be most uncomfortable for you. Why not enjoy at least a little bit more comfort and pleasantry? Your discomfort is coming all too soon anyway, you know.
Well, let me see them. I'm not signing anything until I've read it.
Of course, Terry, of course. Take your time.
What's this?
Terence Anthony Vitali? Open the door. I have come for you. Fear not. The time of your ascension is nigh.
Beelzebub!
What the hell?
Not this time, Terry. You sit. I'll get it. Keep working on those forms.
You! What are you doing here, fiend Harrows?
Nice to see you too, Azrael. But I'm no fiend. I'm just the taxi driver. And I've got my fare. Terry's one of ours. So you can just toddle on your way.
Your haste belies your trickery, Harrows. Vitali's name showed up on the Golden Scroll earlier today. He is destined to accompany me.
Excuse me, just who are you?
Oh, Terry, this is Azrael. My equivalent for the, other side. He thinks your soul belongs to him, but he's mistaken.
I am far more than your equivalent. Terence Anthony Vitali, fear not. I am Azrael, the heavenly archangel of death. And I have come to escort your soul to its eternal rest.
Just a minute, Azrael. I've got all the paperwork right here. Terry is our boy, through and through. If you think you're going to jump my claim, you better have all your paperwork handy, with every I dotted and every T crossed. Ain't that right, Terry?
Well, I don't know. I think we should hear what this Azrael has to say.
A wise choice, Mr. Vitali. I urge you only to consider this fiend's employer before putting your trust in him.
Yeah. So my boss has a bad rap. That's not my fault, and it doesn't change the fact that Terry here is going with me.
You shall not have him, Harrows. As I already stated, his name appeared on the Golden Scroll just today.
Then there must be two guys with that name, because I got the paperwork right here that says he's ours. This guy, this place, this time. Hell, I've even got his social security number.
Wait, how did you get my social?
Who do you think issues them, Terry?
I don't care for your paper records, Harrows. They carry no weight with me. They are no doubt as false as everything else about you.
Now, just a damn minute, Azzy.
Azrael, I thank you not to assume any familiarity.
Yeah, whatever. You know as well as I do that this paperwork is always up to the minute. If, by some unlikely chance, Terry here were to change sides, the paperwork would change automatically to reflect that. Look here. Right here. Terence Anthony Vitale. This place, this time, to be escorted by the aforementioned ferryman, yours truly, to his eternal damnation in the circle of hell specified in subparagraph 47 of section A, subparagraph...
Enough! As I have already stated, I care not for your foul legalities. I saw the scroll myself.
Yeah. So show me, where's your paperwork, hmm?
You know full well, Harros, that archangels do not sully themselves with such trivialities.
Yeah, well, without the paperwork, he's mine. If you want him, you gotta trump my paperwork, and your word ain't good enough for that.
Wait a minute. Don't I get any say in this?
No.
This is strictly a legal matter now, Terry, and I've got this punk beat hands down. He knows it, too. There's not a decent lawyer in heaven.
Well, that figures.
You insufferable fiend! Ever since you codified God's law, there's been nothing but trouble.
Hey, now. First, I already said, I'm no fiend. I'm just a taxi driver. Purely a contractor. Second, much as I'd love to take the credit, that wasn't my doing. That's way above my pay grade. You're talking real archfiends there. Besides, you know it was done to simplify things and guarantee fairness.
Blasphemer! Simplify? It was simple before.
Yes, right, real simple. It meant whatever you said it meant.
It meant what God said it meant, as it is God's law. Now it means nothing.
You said it, not me. I always thought it meant nothing anyway. If writing down proves it means nothing, well...
The will of God cannot be fixed by mere words. Why we ever agreed to your foul machinations is beyond comprehension.
Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But you agreed anyway, and my documents, right here, say Terry is mine.
And the golden scroll says otherwise.
So you say. I ain't never seen no golden scroll. I just go where the paperwork sends me.
Now, just hold on a minute. Surely there must be some way to resolve this.
Indeed there is, Mr. Vitale. Traditionally, these sorts of disputes have been resolved by direct intervention by God himself.
That sounds good to me.
Now, Azrael, don't go on with ancient history. Direct intervention hasn't been in practice for centuries.
More's the pity. Your damnable bureaucracy has destroyed that venerable institution as well.
Now, Azrael, be reasonable. This is much more fair. Even you must admit that.
I admit no such thing. It is an evil folly, plain and simple.
You say that about everything legal, Azrael.
Indeed I do, for it is so. You yourself said all the lawyers work for Satan.
I said no such thing, Azrael. I only implied that they all end up in hell, which is itself something of an overgeneralization, I admit. Some lawyers end up in heaven, right?
Most certainly. Defenders of truth.
Yes, like I said, no good ones.
So if there's no direct intervention by God, how do we settle this?
Why, mediation, Terry. Same system you're already used to. You can see the benefits of that, right? We bring in a mutually agreeable mediator and both submit to binding adjudication. Strictly by the book.
By your book?
Now let's not start that again, Azrael. I didn't write the damn thing. I just follow the rules, same as everyone else. So who's it going to be this time? The usual?
Samaella, of course.
Splendid. And you will, I trust, summon her.
Word has already gone out. She shall be here shortly.
Wait, who?
The Archangel Samaella. Like myself, she is an angel of death, but with dubious ties to the legions of hell as well as to the dominion of heaven.
You'll like her. A real straight shooter, like me. But she has enough clout to decide these things, and both Azrael and me have to go along.
And she's coming here? Tonight?
Of course. This matter must be settled by dawn.
What happens if it's not? Sounds like this could drag on forever.
If it is not settled by dawn, both claims on your soul are rendered void.
Void? What does that mean for me?
It means you would get to go on living like you have been, Terry. Your body and soul would reunite. Whatever killed you would be fixed well enough for you to survive. And you'd live a while longer while we settle this thing.
That sounds good to me.
You would surrender the bounty of heaven so easily?
Well, I just figure if I have a little longer, I might be able to tip the balance more in my favor. You know, do a little more good, go to the church, that sort of thing.
See, Azrael, he's practically admitting his life so far has not been deserving of heaven.
No, wait, I didn't mean that. I just meant that I could...
Silence, Mr. Vitali! Speaking more will not help you. Let us await the arrival of Samaela.
Wait no more, I'm here. If someone would just let me in...
I got it.
Before we meet Samaela, let's step away for a moment and listen to this about a new Maplewood project.
Before we continue with our story, let's take a moment to tell you about a way that you can help us at Maplewood Barn. Have you or a member of your family ever attended one of the shows or acted or helped out with a Maplewood performance? Well, we're researching a book about the Maplewood Barn community players to be published in a celebration of our new home and our 40th anniversary season. It will contain a lot of photos of past shows, costumes, and programs. Unfortunately, we lost a lot of our archives in the fire that destroyed the original historic barn a couple of years ago. If you have any memories or materials to share, we'd like your help. For details, check out our website. It's maplewoodbarn.com. And now, back to our story.
Now, let's get back and see what happens to Terry Vitali.
If someone would just let me in.
I got it. Sam, how's it going?
Hello, Harry. I'm well, and you?
Can't complain. Sorry to drag you out here tonight. Some sort of paperwork snafu again.
Quite all right, Harry. These things happen. And Azrael, good to see you again.
Salutations, fellow Archangel. Too long our duties have kept us apart.
It's only our duties that ever bring us together, Azrael. I know you don't like me playing both sides of the fence, and sucking up won't help you here.
I never...
But don't worry. It won't hurt you either. So what have we got tonight?
Another disputed soul, Sam. Let me present our decedent, Terry Vitali, late of this very apartment.
Hello.
Hello, Terry. I'm the Archangel Samaela, but just call me Sam. I guess you know more or less what's going on here?
Well, Harry... Harrows? Yeah, Harrows. He got here first and told me I was dead, and he was going to take me to hell. He had me filling out some paperwork when Azrael showed up and said he was taking me to heaven. Since then, they've been arguing back and forth, and I guess it's up to you to straighten it out.
Sounds like the usual mess, all right. If you think you have anything more that's relevant, speak up, Terry. It's a little outside the rules, but I like to run this as informally as possible. Harry, anything to add?
Just the paperwork. Here's my fare card. You can see it still has Vitali's name on it.
Thank you. I'll examine that in a moment. And you, Azrael?
I find this whole process distasteful. It's revolting the depths that little fiend...
Yeah, Azrael. I know you don't like this. But that's not what we're here to discuss right now. Do you have anything more about Terry's case?
Mr. Vitali's name appeared on the Golden Scroll just today, and I was dispatched immediately upon his death to retrieve him.
And I assume you didn't bring any paperwork with you?
You know it is not customary, Samael. The Golden Scroll is the ultimate authority on these matters.
Of course. But it makes it tough in these situations, doesn't it? You really should consider getting with the times, Azrael. It wouldn't hurt you to put a pocket in your robe and fetch along the proper paperwork, you know.
I will not stoop to the level of the minions of hell.
Leaving me to fetch and carry for you instead. Save it, Azrael. I've heard it all before. Fortunately for you, I stopped by the scroll on my way here and had one of our pettifoggers draw up the document you should have brought.
Let me see that.
In good time, Harry. It's bona fide to my satisfaction, and that's all that counts here. Yours, on the other hand, will take some examination.
Sam, surely you aren't implying that I forged my fare card. You know me better than that.
Get your dander down, Harry. I'm just saying I have to look at it. Even if it is a forgery, I doubt you did it. Why should you? It would just make more work for you.
Excuse me, do I get to say anything in my own defense here?
Well, there's not really much you can say, you know. You don't get to choose where you go, at least not once you're dead. You made that choice as you were living. Now it's just up to how the accounts balanced out. I'm sure it's a close thing. These situations always are. But there's nothing you can do or say now to influence it. Sorry, Terry. Best thing you could do is maybe get us all some coffee. This might take a while.
An excellent idea, Sam. I could go for a cuppa.
I don't have any coffee here, I'm afraid. There's a 24-hour coffee shop on the corner, and I just always go there.
That works. Just a cup of black coffee for me. Azrael, Harry, what about you?
Coffee? Foul substance. I shall stick to ambrosia, thank you very much.
Suit yourself. I'll take a venti triple shot half-calf caramel macchiato with extra foam.
Sounds like you've been there before, Harry.
Who do you think invented some of those drinks, Sam?
Okay, but how do I do this? I mean, my body is still lying in my bed, right? Will they serve a disembodied soul?
They'd serve anyone with money, Terry, trust me. But you're right, they can't see you as you are. You'll have to reincorporate.
Reincorporate? How do I do that?
Simple enough, really. Go in your room and lie down into your body. It will resist a little until you get everything lined up just right. But once you match the position exactly, you'll just fall right in. While you're in limbo, you can still reincorporate, pending my decision. Once you get back with the coffees, I'll help you disincorporate again.
You're kidding. I just crawl back into my body?
Basically, yes. It's just a temporary thing.
This is highly irregular. I must protest.
Duly noted, Azrael. But since I'm the final word here tonight and I say it's okay, well, it's okay. Harry, what about you?
As long as I get my macchiato done right, I'm not going to complain.
There you go. Terry, go put on your body and come back out. Meanwhile, I'll look at this document of Harry's.
Really, this is totally unacceptable, Sam. I will most definitely file a complaint about your handling of this affair.
Oh, stuff it in your halo, Azrael. No harm, no foul, and we'll all enjoy a nice cup of joe. You should join us.
Never. You're allowing the decedent to reincorporate and leave the premises is highly irregular. I am quite certain the Council of Seraphim will take a dim view of this when they read my report.
Ah, it sounds like Mr. Vitale has succeeded. You may file your report, Azrael, of course. I'm not too concerned about what the Council will say. They've always given me a free hand in these matters. But do whatever you feel you must, Azrael.
I most certainly shall.
Is this right? Felt awfully strange going in, but when I climbed out of bed, my body came with me.
Splendid. Yes, you seem to be back in corpus very nicely, Terry. Now, have you money enough?
Sure, I'll just put it on my card and leave it for my estate to settle out.
That's the spirit, Terry. Somebody else's problem.
Indeed. Off you go, then. Hurry back with the coffees, mind you. Now, where were we? Ah, yes, of course. I need to inspect that fare card of yours, Harry. It certainly seems to be in order. No obvious alterations, automatic updates still in place. Yes, this seems legitimate.
I told you, Sam. The card tells me to come get my fare, so I come get him.
Just so. And yet the other paperwork. Yes, it seems quite in order, too, and clearly states that Mr. Vitale should accompany Azrael.
Of course. I've been doing my job for thousands of years. Did you think I don't know how it's done?
No, of course not, Azrael. Well, gentlemen, it appears we have a bit of a conundrum here. Both these documents seem legitimate, current, and pertaining to the same person, our dear Mr. Vitale.
Not the first time we've seen this.
Very true, Harros, very true.
It's the new system. The old rules were much better.
Now, Azrael, there's no sense moaning over the old rules. You know as well as I do that they can never keep up with the current population. The automated tally is the only hope we have of keeping up with things, and most of the time it does just fine. The engineers tell me it's some sort of rounding error, and it only occurs when the balance is even out to umpty-ump decimal places.
So how do you intend to proceed?
Well, I'll just have to review the case manually. Harry, you said Terry's been on your rolls for a while?
Yes, for years now, cut and dried.
And Azrael, you say his name just appeared on the Golden Scroll?
Yes, earlier today. Obviously, he has been trending towards the good and tipped the balance in his favor. Harros's infernal scrolls must just be out of date.
Well, it does seem that there's a trend going. I may have to take that into account if I can't find anything amiss in the tallies. Now, where do you suppose Mr. Vitale is with our coffees?
Come in, Terry. No need to knock on your own door.
I've got it. He must have his hands full. What's this? Well, here's our coffees on the doorstep. And a note. Dear Harry, Sam, and Azrael, here are your coffees. And a hot chocolate for Azrael, the closest thing I know to ambrosia. Well, that's awfully nice of him. Let's see. I'm afraid I won't be joining you. I'm just popping down to the church to light a candle and pray until morning. Yours, eventually, Terry.
He can't do that!
What are you complaining about, Azrael? This should surely move him in your favor.
Now, wait a minute. He's already dead, and it's been decided he's my fare.
Afraid not, old scout. Once he reincorporated, he became a free actor again. He was free to tip the balance either way. Yes, that's quite certainly it. Check your fare card now, Harry.
The devil! It's blank!
So he's mine, then?
Well, not yet, Azrael. Your paperwork is blank, too. See? He's claimed sanctuary in the church, and if he doesn't come out until morning, well, all bets are off. I'm afraid you'll both have to wait.
But that could be months. Or even years. And knowing what he does now, Terry will surely mend his ways. This is not fair, Sam, and you know it.
Now, Harry, get your feathers down. What does he know that he didn't before? He knows that his actions will determine where he spends eternity, but that's nothing new. And he might turn back to his old patterns. After all, he's been on your rolls a long time. But maybe he learned something tonight.
You're a crafty one, Samael. I'll give you that. I know when I've been had.
And I have to say that this is a most unsatisfying conclusion, even if it does turn out in our favor.
Oh, shut up, the both of you, and enjoy your coffee.
Well, how's that for a happy ending? Terry gets a second chance, and the angels get a little caffeine. We hope you've enjoyed this audio presentation of The Snafu by Art Smith. Our producer is Darren Helwig. Tonight's cast features Kurt Wallaber as Terry, Aaron Hunsley as Harry, Chris Bowling as Azrael, and Amy Rink was Samela. If you missed any of our previous stories or want to hear tonight's show again, the podcasts of all our shows are available in the Arts and Culture section of KBIA.org. This is your narrator, Byron Scott, hoping you'll join us next week at the same time on KBIA for another story at the Maplewood Barn Radio Theater.
Let's take a moment to tell you about a way that you can help us at Maplewood Barn. Have you or a member of your family ever attended one of the shows or acted or helped out with a Maplewood performance? Well, we're researching a book about the Maplewood Barn community players to be published in a celebration of our new home and our 40th anniversary season. It will contain a lot of photos of past shows, costumes, and programs. Unfortunately, we lost a lot of our archives in the fire that destroyed the original historic barn a couple of years ago. If you have any memories or materials to share, we'd like your help. For details, check out our website. It's maplewoodbarn.com.